Friend.
早上好。
As we consider what the Lord has this morning, let's look at a few verses.
当我们来思想主要对我们说什么话的时候，让我们先看几处的章节。
So we'll begin in Ephesians chapter 5.
我们先来看以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5, we're going to read from verse 13 to 16.
以弗所书第五章，我们从第十三节读到第十六节。
So Ephesians 5, beginning in verse 13.
以弗所书五章从十三节开始。
But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil.
凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
And if we could turn over to Revelation chapter 3.
然后我们再翻到启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3, verses 2 and 3.
启示录第三章二到三节。
Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, and keep it and repent. If, therefore, you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come upon you.
启示录三章二节。你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要死的，因我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的，所以要回想你是怎样领受、怎样听见的，就要遵守，并要悔改。若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。
And if you could turn over to the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 26.
现在我们再翻到马太福音的第二十六章。
Matthew 26, we want to look at verses 40 and 41.
马太福音第二十六章，我们来看四十到四十一节。
Matthew 26, verse 40, and he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, So you men could not watch with me for one hour. Keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing.But the flesh is weak.
来到门徒那里，见他们睡着了，就对彼得说：“怎么样，你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。”
And then finally, if you could turn to 2 Corinthians.
最后我们翻到哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians, this is Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书，这是彼得保罗向着哥林多教会所写的书信。
We're going to read verses 2 and 3.
第三章我们来读二到三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 2. You are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read by all men, being manifested that you are a letter of Christ.Cared for by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts.
第三章从第二节开始，你们就是我们的见信，写在我们的心里，被众人所知道、所念诵的。你们明显是基督的信，借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生神的灵写的；不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we do thank you just for the opportunity that we have to come and to hear from you.
主啊，我们现在简单的就为着这个能够来到你面前的机会来感谢你。
Lord, we do cry out for your mercy that you would speak.
我们向你呼求，求你怜悯向我们说话。
If you do not speak, we gather in vain.
如果你不说话，我们在这里都是枉然。
So Lord, we ask that you would speak and that you would give us, your servants, ears to hear.
主啊，也求你向我们说话，给我们一个仆人的耳朵可以静听。
Lord, it is our desire to seek out what is on your heart.
这是我们心里面的意愿，愿意来寻求你心里面的意愿。
So we would ask that you would open our eyes.
我们求你开我们的眼。
Speak to our hearts.
对着我们的心说话。
Lord, and reveal yourself afresh and anew this day.
而且在今天，把你自己新鲜的向我们再来显明。
We commit ourselves into your faithful hands.
我们把自己交在你信实的手中。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Amen. All right. So, this morning, we would like to meditate on this thought of awake, walk wisely, and redeeming the time.
所以今天我们要来一起来思想的就是怎样警醒，怎样谨慎行事，而且爱惜光阴。
So I think we got a sense during the table meeting that this is the last Sunday of the year.
我们在饼杯聚会的时候已经有很多人这样讲，这是我们今年最后的一次主日。
And as we gather this last Sunday and as we look ahead to next year,
当我们来到这个最后的主日的时候，也来展望下面的新的一年。
We want to take a few minutes and just think about this command or this call from the Lord to awake.
所以我们在这里就来一起思想神对着我们的这个呼召，让我们醒过来。
So our young people are actually at a retreat right now, and this is the essence of their theme.
我们中间的年轻人现在许多都在那个冬令会，这其实是他们的主题。
So their theme verse is along the same line of awake and be alert.
所以他们的主题跟我们今天所要交通的一样，就是醒过来，要谨慎行事。
And as I thought about this, I believe that the Lord would have us older saints consider the same thought.
所以我在想到这个的时候，就在想，是不是神让我们这些年长的圣徒们也是来思想这一件事？
We certainly desire our young people to be awakened by the Lord.
我们真的希望这些年轻的人，他们可以被主来唤醒。
But what happens if they get awakened and they return revived, and what is our condition?
那如果他们真的醒过来，他们被复兴，回到我们中间，我们的光景怎么样呢？
We are one body, and the Lord intends for us to be one body.
我们是一个身体，这是主的心意。
So can you imagine if half of your body is awake and half of your body is asleep?
那你能想象吗？有一半的身体是醒着的，有一半是沉睡的。
Not a very good condition to be in.
这不是一个很好的光景。
So just in considering these thoughts this morning, there's three areas that we'd like to look at.
所以今天我们思想的时候来看三个方面。
First, who needs to awake?
第一，谁需要醒过来？
Or who is the Lord speaking to when he says these words awake?
或者说主说醒过来的时候，他这些话是对着谁讲的？
Secondly, what does it mean to be awake or alert?
第二，什么是醒过来，或者说警醒？
And Lord willing, we'll talk briefly about some of the results of being awake.
如果神许可的话，我们也来讲一讲醒过来之后它的结果会怎样。
So first, who needs to be awake?
所以第一个就是谁需要醒过来。
Who receives this command? We actually see it repeated several times in the New Testament.
谁是接受了这个命令？我们在新约看到有几次提到。
Now we often think of unbelievers when we think of this word.
我们经常想到那些不信神的人，当我们提到这些字的时候。
Because we think of unbelievers being asleep or dead.
我们想到不信神的人就是在一个沉睡里面，就是在一个死里面。
Perhaps hypnotized by the world and walking along aimlessly.
就像是被这个世界催眠了，在那里梦游一样。
Their eyes may be open, there may be much activity, but there seems to not be a consciousness of what the Lord's purpose is.
也许他们眼睛睁开，他们外面也有动作，但是他们的良心是死的，他们也没有照着神的心意而活。
And not an exhibition of what the fruit of His Spirit is.
而且他们身上不会有这些圣灵的果子结出来。
But in fact, the call to the unbeliever is to believe.
但其实对着不信神的人的呼召就是说你要相信。
To be born again, to be raised from the dead.
是要重生，是要从死里复活。
We praise the Lord for this past Thursday night when some heard the word and responded.
我们为着过去的这个周四感谢神，因为有些人听到这个福音，他们接受了，也从死里活过来。
This word to believe.
他们所要接受的就是相信。
So what about this word that we see awake or be alert?
但是我们今天讲到的是醒过来，是警醒。
Who is he really speaking this word to?
主是对着谁讲的呢?
We actually read a couple of verses. There are several in the New Testament that relate to this word awake.
我们读到两处，在新约里面有几处提到要醒过来。
The verses that we read there in Ephesians and in Revelation were to the church of Ephesus and the church of Sardis.
我们刚才读到在以弗所书还有在启示录，一个是向着以弗所的教会，一个是向着撒迪的教会。
So Ephesus was the capital of really the chief province anywhere in, of Asia there.
以弗所在当时是小亚细亚里面一个主要的省份的省会。
Ephesus was a port city by the sea, very active, very important trade city.
是一个靠海的港口，在那里有非常重要的，是一个非常重要的经济交外贸交易的一个中心。
And not only was it an important city that was very busily bustling with the commerce and the trade of the world.
不光在那里是这么重要，是整个世界的这些交易，还有这个很喧嚷的一个地方。
It was also the center of idol worship. It was the home of the temple of Diana.
而且是一个拜偶像的中心，在那里有那个戴安娜的神庙。
Her temple was one of the original seven wonders of the world.
这个神庙曾经是当时世界七大奇迹之一。
So in many ways, it was a very dark place, a very worldly place.
或者换句话说，那是一个非常属世的、非常黑暗的地方。
But we were reminded this past summer by our brother Kenny of how the Lord works in the darkest of places.
在过去的这个夏令会，我们被弟兄提醒，就是神是在最黑暗的地方开始做工的。
The Lord works in the darkest of times.
神在最黑暗的时候做工。
And there in this city of Ephesus, there was a testimony, a light to the Lord.
在这个以弗所当时的时候，也有神的光在那里做见证。
So that light came about from some of the ministry of our brother Paul.
这个光是借着保罗弟兄在当时的服事开始的。
Paul actually had spent 3 years there teaching and encouraging the saints.
保罗弟兄在那里花了三年的时间，在那里教导，在那里来帮助这些圣徒。
So they had very sound doctrinal teaching.
所以他们在那里有很坚实的，有很正统的神的教训。
They had a very good foundation in Christ.
他们在基督里面有很好的一个根基。
And yet years later, we have these verses, this word to the church in Ephesus to awake and rise from sleeping.
但是不多年之后，以弗所教会就从神有这样的话对他们说，要他们要醒过来。
This command, this call to the believers in Ephesus.
所以在以弗所这些话是对着信主的人讲的。
And again in Revelation, we see this word to one of the churches.
而且在启示录我们也看到有这样的话对其中又一个教会来讲。
This word to wake up and repent.
就是这句话叫他们要警醒，要悔改。
Similarly, we saw, even in the verses we read, our Lord speaking this directly to his disciples.
而且我们也读到主耶稣直接向他门徒讲过这样的话。
Those that were very closest to him.
这些门徒是与主非常亲近的人。
He had to stir them up and said, awake and watch with me.
他要把他们来扰动，让他们起来警醒。
Why does the Lord speak this to His church, to the believers?
为什么主要对教会对着他信他的人来讲这些话呢？
Do we recognize today that He is speaking this word to us?
我们有没有意识到今天他就要对我们讲这样的话？
Do we recognize, even as our brother said during the song leading, our true condition?
我们有没有像刚才代诗的弟兄所讲到的，认识我们现在自己的光景？
Do we recognize, in fact, that we are asleep, or we have a certain sleepiness?
有没有意识到我们现在就是已经沉睡了，或者是昏昏欲睡的人？
As I thought about this, I thought about why do people set alarm clocks?
我想思想的时候就在想，为什么我们每个人都要用到闹钟？
In theory, sooner or later, you're going to wake up.
因为不管怎么样，我们都要醒过来嘛。
At least if you have a heartbeat and if you had some adequate sleep, you will wake up.
如果你还有心跳的话，你这个睡眠足够的时候，你总会醒过来。
Even if you're a teenager, eventually you will wake up.
就算你是青少年，你也总会醒过来。
So you don't necessarily need an alarm clock.
所以我们其实不太需要一个 闹钟嘛。
I actually know a number of people, they wake up just before their alarm clock.
甚至我认识一些人闹钟还没响他就醒过来了。
It's an amazing thing to watch, but...
看到这些人我觉得很奇妙。
So why do they set an alarm?
那为什么还是要来用闹钟呢？
And obviously most people set an alarm because they don't want to oversleep.
很多人用闹钟是因为他们不想睡过头。
We have this...knowledge that we don't want to be late.
因为我们心里面总想着我不要迟到。
Whether it's for work or for school or for a trip.
不管是上班或者去上学或者是要旅行。
Or some people set their alarm because they want to wake up early and be with the Lord.
有的人他要早一点起来因为他们要先与主在一起。
They want to have time to eat, get ready before they go off into the day.
而且我们需要起来之后来洗刷然后吃早餐再来。进行下一这一天的工作。
So it seems we have this natural understanding that our bodies are weak.
我们其实是这样来承认我们的身体是软弱的。
We don't trust ourselves to wake up on time.
或者我们不相信自己能够按时起床。
But we recognize that we need to be physically and mentally awake to go into a day.
但我们都知道身体上精神上我们都要醒过来才能开始这一天的工作学习。
We recognize that there's perhaps negative consequences if we're not awake.
而且我们知道如果不能醒过来的话有一些负面的一些结果。
And we certainly recognize that day really has no value if we're not awake.
比如说如果我们不醒来的话这一天就没什么价值。
If we sleep through an entire day, then it really doesn't matter.
如果我们一天都睡过去的话，那这一天就过去了。
It has no value.
这一天没有任何的价值。
If we can take a minute, let's think about this in another way.
如果我们能再花一点时间的话，这样来想。
So a potter makes a cup.
一个窑匠，他陶匠做了一个杯。
And that cup has a purpose to hold. Something, a liquid or something, whatever you're going to put in the cup.
这个杯子做出来之后是有一个目的的，或者是装水，或者是装其他的液体。
But if I don't even know that the cup is in the cabinet,
如果我不知道这个杯子是放在这个橱柜里的话
，or if I don't take hold of the cup, it has no purpose.
或者我根本就不去拿来用的话，那这个杯就一点用都没有。
It really doesn't matter if it's even in the cupboard because I'm not using it.
也不管它到底在哪里，因为我没有用它。
But when I take hold of the cup and make use of it, it has a purpose.
当我拿出这个杯子，而且来用它的时候，这个杯子它的目的就达到了。
Now there's an action, there's a response on my part. The cup is simply available.
因为在我这边，我有我的行动。那这个杯子对我来讲是可以被我所用的。
The cup can't even do anything apart from being taken action.
这个杯子如果我不去用它的话，它自己也不能做什么。
So to serve its purpose, the cup certainly has to be available.
所以对于使用的人来讲，这个杯子最重要的就是它可以随时备用。
The church or the Lord asked the church to be available for His use.
神主他也需要教会随时可以被他所用。
For His direction.
是为着他的那个目的。
He's given each and every one of us breath today, and He's called us into His body for a purpose.
他让我们今天每个人都有气息，呼召我们进入这个身体，是有他的目的。
So the question is, do we recognize that the church today is not living up to that purpose?
但我们今天有没有认识到，教会今天其实没有活出神所需要我们做到的那个旨意？
We don't seem to be available for what the Lord desires.
因为看起来。神虽然这样来设计我们，但我们却没有随时被神预备被神所用。
We need to realize that we need to awake.
所以我们需要认识到我们要醒过来。
So what prevents us from waking?
那什么让我们不能醒过来呢？
The Lord, even as we prayed earlier this morning, is very, very faithful.
像我们今天早上的祷告，神他是信实的神。
And in His great faithfulness, He often reveals to us our condition.
是他伟大的信实，甚至可以把我们的光景显出来。
But sometimes we are lulled into sleep.
但是有的时候我们就是这样的沉睡。
It might be even because we say, well, we're saved, we know the Lord.
其实我们是被欺哄了，这样的睡过去。有的时候我们觉得我已经信神了。
And yet the words the Lord spoke here were to his church, to those that knew him.
但是我们要知道神的话就是对着教会讲的。
So do we recognize where the cares or the activities of the world may have distracted us?
那我们有没有认识到我们的忙碌这些日常的这些琐碎琐事会 把我们引到另外一个方向。
Where we may have become so busy that our eyes have been taken off the Lord.
可能我们太忙碌甚至我们的眼目都从主身上挪开了。
Now we have to be careful because it's not, we don't want to all run and say, Lord, just take all the busyness away.
那我们要小心其实我们的祈求不应该是主啊你把所有这些忙碌都拿走吧。
It's often the busyness of life that presses us into the Lord.
有的时候甚至借着这样的忙碌神可以把我们再带到他面前。
All of us in here have been alive long enough to know that life can be very busy.
我们在这里已经生活了这么长的年日我们都知道生活里面很多时候是很忙碌的。
But the question is whether it's distracted us from keeping our eyes fixed upon the Lord.
真正的问题是在这些忙碌有没有把我们的眼目从主身上挪开。
So you may say, Brother Steve, I'm awake.
所以你现在可能要说Steve 弟兄我现在其实是醒着的。
I attend all the meetings, Friday night, Saturday morning.
因为每个聚会我都去周五周日。
Tuesday night prayer meeting, Wednesday night prayer meeting.
周二的祷告聚会周三的祷告聚会。
I'm here every Sunday.
我每个主日都在这里。
I never miss a meal across the street.
每一次那边的爱宴我都参加了。
Do you see how often my name is on the service sheet?
有没有看见我的名字在那个服事单上到处都有
Surely I am awake.
没错我真的是醒着的。
We convince ourselves that we're awake.
其实我们是自己说服自己我是醒着的。
But the question is, what is our condition or what is our attitude when we come to those meetings, when we come to those times?
但问题是我们的光景是怎么样？当我们每次来聚会，我们每次服事的时候，心里面的那个态度是怎么样
？Are we bringing in that portion of Christ within us?
我们是不是带着在我们里面那一份基督来呢
？Are we or are we in fact worried and bothered by many things?
或者我们是被这个外面很多的琐事来烦扰。
It's always interesting in the Word to look at the Pharisees.
是每一次我都觉得很有意思，就是我们来看法利赛人的时候。
Because the Pharisees were very busy people.
因为法利赛人都很忙。
And they were very busy serving the Lord.
而且他们忙着干什么呢？是在那儿服侍神。
At least serving what their idea of what they thought the Lord should be.
或者起码是服侍他们心里面觉得的向着神的那些服侍。
They were so busy serving the Lord that they missed out on knowing a personal relationship with God.
所以他们如此的忙碌，甚至他们没有一个机会来认识真正的主，跟主有关系。
And in that, they missed the Lord Jesus who was right before them.
所以主耶稣在他们面前的时候，他们都错过了。
And they missed then entering into that intimate and direct relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们错过了进入这个这么亲密的与主个人的关系里面。
And so my fear is that at times we may do the same thing.
所以我里面的我里面的这个关心就是我们是不是也经常在这样的光景里面。
As I thought about this, I was reminded of David, King David in the Bible.
所以当我这样来思想的时候，神就是提醒我，让我想到圣经里面的大卫。
So David, when he was a young boy and he was out keeping sheep.
大卫在他年幼的非常年幼的时候就已经开始来牧羊了。
We see in the word that he had a developing relationship. He had a growing relationship in the Lord.
我们在神的话里面看到他那个时候就与神有这样一个亲密的关系。
Even out in the fields with the sheep, he was not alone. He was constantly with the Lord.
虽然在这个旷野里面只跟羊在一起，其实他是持续的跟神在那里有交通。
And we read the wonderful Psalms and how he spoke with the Lord and how he talked with the Lord.
我们读到这些美好的诗篇里面讲到他是怎样与神交通，怎样遇见神的。
How he poured out his heart to the Lord.
他怎样把心意倾倒出来是为着这位神。
And how the Lord answered.
而且神也回应了他这样的心意。
Now he certainly had lots of difficulties out there trying to care for these sheep.
其实他在那里牧羊的时候遇到许多的艰难。
And he was despised by his family, looked down upon by his brothers.
甚至在家庭里面他都是被轻视的，他的兄弟都轻看他。
But the Lord recognized him.
但是神认识他。
And the Lord met him.
而且神遇见他。
He was even ultimately anointed to be king.
在后来他是被高作王的。
So we remember that the Lord moved Samuel and said, this is the one.
我们记得神在那里感动撒母耳，对撒母耳讲，这就是那一位你要高的。
And then after he was anointed, that we see the characteristics of Christ coming out in his life.
在他被高之后，我们真的是看到在他生命里面有那些基督的性情彰显出来。
I mean, I don't know how most of us would react if the Lord said we were going to be king and anointed us.
我不知道我们这些人，如果是有一天神借着一个人说你就是被高的那个人，我们的反应会怎么样？
But David was very patient.
大卫非常的有耐心。
He waited for the Lord's timing. He didn't take things into his own hand, even when circumstances seemed to be confusing.
他在那里没有靠自己把这件事抓在自己手里，他等候神的时间。虽然好像这个时间已经到了，他还是在等候。
He trusted in the Lord. He waited for the Lord's direction.
他信靠神，他一直在等候神给他一些指示。
Such a wonderful testimony, such a growing relationship.
何等的见证，何等一个成熟的与主的关系。
The Lord even made him king, spiritual leader over the people.
所以神让他成为在属灵上面成为那些百姓的。
And yet, after he had done this, and after he had had this relationship and really intimacy with the Lord,
那我们记得，当他已经有了这么亲密的与神的关系之后
，we have the story of Bathsheba.
我们就来到拔示巴的故事。
Adultery, murder,
淫乱、奸淫，还有凶杀。
And sometimes we're confused, but how could this one that knew the Lord so well do this?
有的时候我们心里面真的是疑惑，为什么这么一个认识神的人会做这样的事情？
A believer who had an intimate relationship with the Lord, not just a knowledge.
这个人他是与神真正有关系的，不是只有头脑的知识。
And yet there seemed to be this area or this moment of sleepiness in his life.
但是在他生命里面就有这样一段的时候，是一个沉睡的时候。
An area where even David didn't recognize his true condition.
甚至在这方面，大卫他都不认识自己是在这么样一个光景里面。
Now he knew what was right.
他知道什么是对的。
And we see even when Nathan the prophet came and told the story of this one that was sinning.
所以当先知拿单来到他面前，跟他来讲到这样一个犯罪的故事的时候。
David recognized what was right and he even judged the story correctly.
大卫马上就知道什么是对的，甚至他在故事里面来审判故事里的人。
And then we have those very familiar and really very famous words.
然后我们就有这一句非常著名的话。
The words that really cut David to the heart.
这句话就刺到大卫的心里面。
They pierced him, yet really liberated him.
虽然刺入他的心，但是却让他得解救。
And that's when Nathan said, "You are the man."
就是拿单对他说，你就是那人。
So our brother Kenny this past summer again used this term, "spiritual lightning."
所以 Kenny 弟兄在过去的夏令会用到一个词，就是属灵里面的光照。
And I'll have to admit that was the first time I ever heard it.
我要承认这是我第一次听到这样的词。
But Kenny does share some unique things with us at times that give us new light, shall we say.
所以在后面的交通里面，弟兄也给我们一些光照。刚才讲的是属灵的闪电。
And I remembered that word of spiritual lightning when I thought about David and this word coming to him.
所以我就想到大卫，再想到这个词在大卫身上，就是属灵的闪电。
I think it's hard for us to even imagine when David heard and understood those words, "You are the man."
当我们现在在这里的时候，很难想象。很难进入大卫当时听到你就是那人这句话之后他心里的感觉。
That revealing of his true condition.
因为这句话把他里面真实的光景显出来了。
But we see an amazing response. David recognized and he responded and he repented.
那我们也看到大卫他这个奇妙的反应，就是他听到之后马上悔改。
His eyes were open. He awoke.And he responded appropriately to the Lord.
他的眼睛打开，他被唤醒之后，他马上就来到神的面前。
And I think that's been very meaningful to me as the Lord speaks, "We are the man."
所以对我来讲，这句话非常的有意义，就是我们就是那人。
We are the one as the church that need to hear the Lord's call to awake.
我们就是教会，就是该听到他的话醒过来的。
To recognize there is no good thing in us.
来认识到我们里面是没有良善的。
And there are areas of our life where we're asleep, where we're disobedient.
而且在我们生命里面有一些方面我们是沉睡过去了。
We need to recognize this word is to us, the church.
我们需要作为教会来认识神的话。
But it is not a condemning word.
但这个不是一个指责的话。
It may be a convicting word.
是一个让我们能够心里有反应的话，但不是一个定罪的话。
But it's also a very liberating word.
这是一个让我们得解救的话。
The Lord wants us to see our condition and repent.
神让我们看到自己的光景，所以可以悔改。
He can, the Lord can restore what the locust have eaten.
神是可以恢复，可以让我们赎回我们被那些蚂蚱所吃去的。
He can redeem the days and use us as vessels for His work.
他可以赎回那些失去的光阴，让我们再来做这些救恩的工作。
Vessels to bring His light into this dark world.
让我们成为一个器皿，可以把光带到这个黑暗的世界。
Now He exposes us this way not so that we can focus on ourselves.
神这样来暴露我们自己，不是让我们眼目只看到自己。
But it does remind us to focus upon the Lord, the true light.
他要提醒我们，是让我们把眼目放在主身上，他是那真光。
And as we focus on the Lord, He has the opportunity then to shine His light into this world.
当我们这样来注目主的时候，他就可以借着我们让这个光照到世上。
So the call first and foremost is to us to awake and repent.
所以对我们来讲，这个呼召的第一步就是醒过来，警醒，而且悔改。
Allow the potter to use us for the purpose He has made us.
让这个陶匠可以使用我们成为他的器皿。
So secondly, what does it mean to be awake? What's the reality of being awake?
那第二点，什么是这个醒过来？这个警醒的实际是什么？
So the Lord Jesus spoke this word to His disciples.
主耶稣对着门徒讲了这些话。
Wake up and watch with me.
说你们警醒，与我一同祷告。
Pray that the Lord's will be done.
让我们祷告，让神的旨意可以成就。
Now we saw the Lord Jesus often in His time on earth, escaping, getting away to be alone with His Father.
当我们来看主耶稣的当时的记载，他经常要从许多事物里面抽身出来来花时间警醒祷告。
Our Lord Jesus said He never spoke anything except what the Father wanted Him to speak.
因为主耶稣自己讲过，除非父说话，我才说话。
To know what to speak, then he needed to be one or be in communion with the Father.
他如果要知道口里说什么话，他需要与父亲是合一的。
Similarly, we need to be one with the Lord if we know what His or we want to know what His desire is.
同样的，如果我们要知道神心意是什么的话，我们需要先与主、先与神合一。
And the Lord calls us to pray and to watch with Him.
所以主现在主邀请我们与他一同祷告，一同警醒。
And the question is, do we really pray?
那我们的现在的问题是，我们真的有没有去祷告呢？
We often talk about praying.
我们经常来谈论怎样祷告。
But how often do we truly pray?
那我们有没有时常祷告呢？
Now, I do appreciate a number of brothers that said they were praying for the ministry this week.
我很感谢神，因为有一班弟兄姐妹跟我讲，他们为着这一周的服事来祷告。
So they saw the sheet and saw my name and had the same reaction that I did.
所以他们看到这个服事表，看到我的名字，我今天要讲，他们就跟我的反应一样。
So there are things or events that cause us that stir us up and say, "Whoa, we need to pray."
所以就是有些事情让我们醒过来，让我们知道哦要祷告了。
And we praise the Lord for that.
我们为着神来赞美他。
But often we seem to be in a state of sleepiness and not responding and really praying and being in that communion with the Lord.
但是我们经常也是还在沉睡里面，虽然有这样的呼召，所以我们还是不了解神的旨意。
And the question is, do we get this sense of the Father's deep love for His house of prayer?
我们心里面有没有父那样为着他自己的家，为着这个祷告的殿那种心情？
His prayer includes individual prayer, us talking with the Lord.
祷告包括我们个人的祷告与神的交谈。
It includes gathering with two or three to pray and really gain the Lord's mind on something in our lives.
也包括两三个人奉主的名在一起祷告，来寻求神的心意。
And it certainly includes gathering together as a church to pray corporately for matters of the church.
也包括我们教会全教会一起来祷告，为着教会我们的工作。
We certainly see that the Lord Jesus understood the Father's zeal for His house of prayer.
所以我们看到主耶稣他是知道父的心是何等的火热。
The Lord Jesus, we saw, was moved to even take action when He turned over the money changers' tables.
所以我们看到耶稣他不光是有这样的心意，而且他在殿里面来清洁来洁净圣殿，把这些兑换银钱人的桌子都掀翻了。
He cleared out the temple because He said this is to be a house of prayer.
他洁净圣殿之后说，这个殿要成为万民祷告的殿。
And then we have a very beautiful picture of the Lord on the night before He went to the cross.
而且我们也看到主上十字架之前那个晚上这个美丽的光这个美丽的故事。
I think a picture that gives us a beautiful insight into how important this matter of prayer is.
所以希望这个图画让我们看见祷告多么的重要。
The Lord Jesus, before He did His greatest work on earth.
主耶稣在他要在地上完成这最伟大的工作之前，
The night before He was to go to the cross and redeem all of mankind.
在他要上十字架救赎地上所有的人之前，
He knew that He had to be one with the Father.
他知道他要与父在一里面。
Now this is the Son, the perfect one.
这是神的儿子，是那个完美的、完全的那一位。
But the Lord Jesus dared not step forward unless He was in perfect union with the Father.
但是主耶稣他不敢往前迈一步，除非他是与父亲在一里面。
So we have this picture of Him in the garden and laying on the ground, intensely praying.
所以我们就看到这个图画，主耶稣是跪在那个花园里面，是向着父亲这样来祈求祷告。
Praying so intently that sweat drops of blood were pouring forth.
他的祷告是如此的恳切，如此的强烈，甚至他的汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
He asked the Father if there could even be another way.
他在问父亲是不是还有另外一条路。
But when there wasn't, he knew that the Father's grace was sufficient.
所以当他知道没有另外的路的时候，他也知道父的恩典是足够的。
And we praise the Lord that our Lord Jesus was faithful and He went forward to the cross.
我们感谢神，因为主耶稣基督他是信实的，他就在这个之后一直向前到十字架上。
Very purposefully He did it.
他是决意这样做的。
He was not tentative, but He went and He redeemed all of us.
他没有犹豫，他是决意这样去，他这样来救赎了我们每一个人。
Matter of fact, He never went one day forward without being in that perfect communion and union with the Father.
其实他在地上的每一天，如果没有与父在一里面的话，他就没有其他的工作。
And what it reminds me of is how do we go forward every day without being one with the Lord Jesus.
所以这也提醒我们，我们何等需要每一天做每一件事之前是先与父在一里面。
How can we step into a day without having that communion?
我们怎么能够不与神有这样交通之前就开始每一天的工作学习？
We have not because we ask not. We have not because we ask not.
哦，我们得不着是因为我们不求。
So often we go forward in our own thoughts, our own ideas.
经常我们是凭着自己的心意，就这样靠着自己往前走。
We even tend to separate our day into what's of the world, what's spiritual.
甚至我们把一天仔仔细细的分开，这些是给世界的，这个时间是为神的。
But in fact, every moment the Lord's given us breath is to be spiritual.
但其实神给我们气息，让我们在每一个时刻都应该是属灵的。
We are to be living out His purpose and letting His life shine forth.
我们应该是这样，让他活出来，让他的光从我们身上可以照出来。
So whether it's at school or work or in chores,
或者是在学校，或者是在工作，或者是在家里面做家务。
Whether it's when we're gathered together as the church,
或者让我们现在像作为教会在这里聚集的时候。
Or whether it's in entertainment,
或者甚至在娱乐里面。
The Lord intends to use every moment to His fullest to reveal Himself.
神是要使用每一个时刻。丰盛的把他自己彰显出来。
To reveal himself to us and reveal himself to this world.
不光是对着我们来显现，也向着这个世界来显现。
And if we're in a condition, if we're awake, then we're praying.
如果我们真的是醒着的人，我们会祷告。
So as we think of this year to come,
所以当我们来思想将要来的这一年，
may we sense the Lord's desire for this house of prayer.
愿意我们能够看到神对着这个祷告的殿，他的心意是如何。
His desire that His will would be done on this earth.
他的旨意是让他的旨意行在这个地上，如同行在天上。
May we repent for where we have failed, and let the Lord give us that burden, that sense.
愿意我们为着我们所失败的地方，在神面前悔改。
And finally, just I want to spend a few moments on the result of being awake.
那后面的时间，我们来看一看，就是最后我们醒过来之后的结果会怎样。
If we sense the Lord's heart, if we're in communion with the Lord,
如果我们已经知道已经感觉到神的心意，
then there are results.
就会有结果。
The Lord actually testified ultimately of David, a man after my own heart.
因为神曾经借着大卫来做见证，说这个人是合我心意的人。
So when we're available to the Lord to allow Him to serve His, or have His purpose,
当我们预备好让主可以使用的时候。
We actually become living Bibles.
我们就成为一个活的圣经。
The Lord writes His epistle on our hearts.
神就要把他的见信写在我们的心里。
Now the problem is often because of our sleepiness, the Lord's not able to write.
但很多时候因着我们沉睡，所以神不能写。
We are not available.
因为我们没有预备好让他来用。
When we come together, even though we might be gathered as the church, we're really not letting the Lord write His story on our hearts.
有的时候虽然我们聚集大家在一起，但我们其实没有让神在我们里面写。
The picture I had, at least when I thought about this,
当我想到这个的时候，我里面又想到一个图画。
I think we've all been in a house when the lights have gone out.
如果我们是在一个房间里面，这些灯都灭了。
And if it's at night, it's very dark.
而且是晚上，所以很黑暗。
Now, if there's a little bit of moonlight, we might have just enough light to kind of see and get around a little bit.
也许有月亮当晚，那这个月光很微弱，但还是让我们可以模糊看到一点。
And then if we're familiar with the surroundings, we get a little comfortable that we think we know how to move around.
如果我们对这个环境很熟悉的话，我们甚至可以凭着感觉在这里行走做事。
Can be that way in the church. We can get comfortable and think we know how to be the church.
在教会也一样，也许我们自己觉得教会就是我们现在这个样子，我知道该怎么做。
So we can generally stumble through the dark house, and then unless some kid has left a toy,
我们也可以在这个黑暗的房间里面摸索着来做，但是突然之间有一个孩子把他的玩具。
Or your spouse moved a chair just out of position.
或者你的妻子把这个凳子挪开了。
Then we tend to trip or stumble, fall.
这个时候我们就要被绊倒了，要跌下来了。
It's much more dangerous and even more dangerous often than we realize.
这个是非常危险的，比我们所想象的要危险的多。
But then if somebody lights a candle, we have a certain amount of light.
这时候但突然有一个人他有个蜡烛点着之后，我们就又亮了一点。
At least within the source of that light, we can see to a certain extent.
起码在这个蜡烛照到的地方，我们可以看到周围的事物。
And then if we have a few people in the house and five or six people light a candle, there are several areas that we can see.
那如果有五六个人都把蜡烛点起来的话，那我们能看见的地方就更多一些。
And then...But when you, if you take those lights and you have multiple lights and you bring them all together in one place,
但如果你把这些光都合在一起的话
then there's quite a bright light.
那就会有一个更明亮的光
Quite a power and you can see quite a bit.
这个力量能力就很大，我们可以看到更多的事情。
And if you're in Brother Jonathan Churn's house, you could probably see for blocks.
如果你是在那个 Jonathan 的家里面，你可以看到整个这个街区。
It's only because he has six kids. That's why I said.
因为他有六个孩子。
But the picture there is that as we have the light of Christ and we come together,
这个图画就是，如果我们里面有基督的话，我们这样聚在一起。
Then the Lord is enabled to shine forth His light and shine it forth even in a much grander and glorious way.
那神就可以借着我们，让他这个华美的他的荣耀他的光可以显出来。
And as we allow him to write his story upon our hearts,
如果我们让他把他的故事写在我们心上的话
then when he brings us together, he is able to bring forth fruit.
而且我们这样聚集的话，那他就会在我们中间结果子。
He is able to bring forth the harvest a hundredfold.
他甚至可以让我们结果一百倍。
This is where even as our brother Philip has talked about consecration every day, living sacrifice.
这就是钟弟兄曾经跟我们交通过的，把自己献上当作活祭。
It plays a vital role to us then being able to come together as the church.
就是当我们这样聚集在教会的实际里面，这件事奉献就非常的重要。
And as we're real with the Lord, as we respond to the Lord,
当我们对着神真实的话，当我们对着神回应的话，
we can be real to one another.
我们也可以彼此是真实的。
We are to be the Lord's letter to one another.
我们甚至彼此成为神的见信。
But that takes an investment in each other.
但这个需要我们在这上面有投入。
That takes an interest in each other.
而且让我们要彼此有兴趣。
How often do we come together and we ask somebody how they're doing?
有的时候我们在一起的时候会问候，哎，你怎么样最近？
And we're really not interested in how they're doing.
但其实我们心里根本不在乎他最近怎么样。
But we politely ask them.
我们只是礼貌上来问一句。
Or we ask them and do we really listen to how they're doing?
当我们问了之后，他讲的我们在用心听吗？
Or we may listen and they bring up an issue or a challenge.
有的时候我们听的时候他提出一个问题一个他遇到的难处
And then we're quick to give advice.
我们很快就已经把我们的建议给对方了
We're quick to tell them what we think they ought to do.
很快就说我觉得应该是这样该怎么做
Or how often do we consider when they speak and when they share what Christ is doing?
我们有没有来考虑当他这样讲的时候基督要我们该如何
？What Christ is speaking to them and what Christ is speaking to us through them.
那神基督他有什么话要讲？他对我讲了之后，我要对他如何讲
？A condition of being awake is being alert to the Lord's speaking and leading.
这个醒着的光景就是一个行走的光景，是一个谨慎行事的光景。
So why are personal testimonies so often much more meaningful than ministry?
有的时候为什么我们个人这些见证会比那些其他的服事要更有效呢
Or something that somebody might even share about the work of the Lord in the lunchroom. Why is that so much more memorable than a teaching or a ministry?
甚至有的时候我们在吃午饭的时候听到一个弟兄姐妹讲的故事讲他生活中发生的甚至比我们听讲到那个还让我们记忆犹新
Oftentimes when we go to the baptism meetings, think of how precious it is when they read their testimonies.
有的时候我们到这个受浸的聚会看到他们这些得救的人的见证我们心里面真的是记得非常的清楚
The reality, real stories of the Lord working his marvelous work
这个因为是真实的故事是他活活的来坐在每个人身上
And that's what makes them more memorable because it is real
这就是为什么我们记得住因为这些是活的事情
It's beyond what we can even explain or put words to often
甚至超过我们语言能够描述的
It may not even be logical, but it is the Lord's glorious work.
甚至不是我们这个思维能够体会的，但却是主的工作。
And it's so exciting when we see somebody respond to that calling and leading of the Lord.
何等让我们激动！我们看到有人他愿意起来回应神。
And so as we look ahead now into this coming year,
所以当我们来展望新来的一年的时候
，May we all respond. May we awake and repent.
愿意我们都可以回应，让我们可以警醒，醒过来，而且悔改在神面前。
And be those with the Lord that watch and pray.
让我们成为与主在一起的，与他同行的，与他警醒祷告的。
Those that bring in the light of Christ.
让我们作为那些是能把基督的光带进来的人。
Together in our families, whether it's at the dinner table.
让我们作为家庭一起，或者是在我们一起用餐的时候。
Whether it's at family devotions,
或者是在我们家里面一起在神面前有一段的时间
that bring in His light, whether we're at work, whether at school,
不管我们是在工作在学习上面，都把这个光带到那里
And certainly bring in His light when we gather together on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays.
当然，当我们礼拜五、主日这样或者周六这样聚集的时候，我们应该也是如此。
When our young people get back, we hope they are awakened.
我们希望我们的年轻人回来的时候，他们都是醒着的。
We long to see the Lord shining forth.
我们真的是期盼神的光可以在他们身上显出来。
But imagine if they return And they come back and the old candles, the wick on the old candles has been trimmed and rekindled.
当我们来看到他们，是不是看到那些蜡烛，它的心是被修剪过，而且这个火是被重新点燃的。
They were all awake and responding to the Lord.
就是我们每个人都是这样回应，都是醒过来向着神。
And together as his church, we're joined even with his church universally, awake, allowing his light to shine.
不光我们这样作为教会在这里聚集，而且所有在他名下的都是一个教会，在他里面能够醒过来。
Gives us a picture of even a glory that's beyond what we can imagine.
那我们就看到这个荣耀是完全超乎我们能想象的了。
So may we be those that are fully awake in this coming year.
所以愿意我们在新的一年是成为那些完全醒过来的人。
That tell the Lord we want Him to show us where we are astray.
而且我们向神来求，愿意他来显明我们里面的光景，当我们走偏的时候。
That repent, cast ourselves upon Him because He will redeem the time.
在神面前悔改，把我们交托在他神手里，因为他可以来带领我们。
When we are available, He will complete the purpose He has for us.
如果我们让自己成为预备好、成为可用的话，他要用我们来成就他的旨意。
And ultimately, He will usher in His kingdom.
迟早，他要借着我们让他的国度进来。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for this time together.
主啊，我们真的为这个时间来感谢你。
Lord, we do ask that you and your great faithfulness would continue to reveal where we are asleep.
主啊，愿意你借着你永远的信实，一直向我们来启示，来显明我们自己。
Lord, it is our desire that we be fully awake.
主啊，这是我们的期盼，就是我们能够完全醒过来。
That you stir our hearts.
你在我们的心里面做搅动的工作。
That you strengthen the things that are of Christ.
而且你来刚强那些已经软弱的。
And Lord, that as we see what is not of you, that we do repent and turn our eyes back upon our beloved Lord Jesus.
当我们看到那些不属于你的，看到那些失败的时候，我们可以转向你，到爱我们的主面前。
Lord, we desire to be those that are gazing upon the light.
我们愿意成为一般人，是那些注目仰望你荣光的人。
And that are allowing you to use us for your purpose.
允许你使用我们是为着你自己的旨意。
To shine forth your light in this dark world.
在这个黑暗的世界可以让你的光借着我们显出来。
To bring satisfaction to your heart, Lord.
在你的心里面带给你满足。
And Lord, to ultimately fulfill your purpose.
而且在至终借着我们来完成你的旨意。
Lord, do keep us faithful.
愿意你来保守我们，让我们也是那信实的。
We commit ourselves into your hands.
把我们自己交托在你的手里。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.